Good morning, class.
Good morning, Mr. Marcus.
Okay, class. So for today, we're going to do a quick pop quiz about Australia to really build up our vocabulary.
Oh, man, I hate pop quizzes.
You know what, Timmy? You can answer the first question.
Oh, dang it. Fine.
Timmy, I want you to name two animals that Australia is famous for.
Dogs?
Nope. Try again.
I don't know. Can you give me a hint?
Sure. Both animals, their names start with the letter K.
I know. Koreans!
All right, and we're back.
We're back, baby.
Let's go. Okay,
finally
that
back.
Cold open was actually based on a real story because last year, as I was a tutor, one of my students did actually do that with me in class. So that's a little fun tidbit.
Yeah, we died in the last episode, and then now we're back.
It's been a long ass hiatus, but
it really is. Yeah. And I guess we should introduce ourselves a little bit who are new. So I'm Tim, and
I'm Marcus.
We are the two co-hosts of Tangent Titans. We started last year, we took a little hiatus, and now we're back.
And I'm about to go on a tangent too.
Yes,
it's been so long, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Oh yeah, I got beef with you.
Sure. I think what we were going to say was that we're going to talk about some stories between us.
Yes, we are going to. Yeah. Yes. So
we're going to be talking about a couple of stories for this podcast, and starting off with one that I actually have no recollection of this happening, but Marcus does.
Yeah.
It's the one time that he got pissed at me.
Well, okay, so once upon a time, back in high school,
in a galaxy far, far away,
in Hong Kong, yeah, far, far away,
yeah,
like Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I don't really watch Star Wars, actually.
Man, you should watch Star Wars. I think Star Wars is so good, dude.
Really?
Clone Wars, it's amazing, bro.
Star Wars,
Clone Wars.
I like
season
MCU better.
Season 1-7 of Clone Wars goes hard, goes so good. And now Bad Batch is coming out as we're recording this. Okay, as we're recording this. Bad Batch is coming out, season 3 of Bad Batch. Woo, so good. But yeah, story about your grudge.
Yeah, my grudge.
Allegedly.
For Tim. Okay, so once upon a time in high school, I remember this was during the first few months of our friendship. And then during lunchtime, I went down to the tuck shop to get some noodles, or colloquially known as lo mein.
Lo mein, or for the entire rest of the country, or entire rest of the world, it's Indomie.
Country, yeah, lo mein, Indomie, same thing. Right, so it was like $8, Hong Kong dollars. Was it eight?
Seven?
Or six?
No, it's eight now. I think it used to be $7.
Damn.
Because $8 is the chicken,
we had
bread.
Chicken lo mein. We had that.
No, not lo mein, but like it's like just fried chicken.
We had fried chicken. Yeah.
That was
the
lo mein. Sure.
The lo mein was the best one. It was worth $8, kind of.
Oh, was so good.
That's why when I got the lo mein, brought it back all the way back to the fifth floor or fourth floor. My cardio was ass, and I remember
still is.
Yeah, it is. Wait, why did I agree with that? Anyway, I was having my lo mein, and suddenly, all of a sudden, Timmy had this bright idea. To flick his booger into my lo mein or something.
Okay,
It was
it's
either
not
a booger. Boogie with a hoodie. No, booger.
Boogie with a hoodie. I don't think I would be that disgusting to flick a booger into your noodles.
Dude, if you knew how you were like back in Form 4, you'd be surprised.
Hey, what are you implying, bro?
Nah.
What are you saying?
Timothy is actually very organized. As of right now,
in
high school, he's really nerdy and smart, but he did flick a booger into my $8 lo mein. He just said it was true.
This is just fake news at this point.
Is it though? Because I'm the one who remembered this grudge. But
also true. I have the weird thing is I have no recollection of this.
Yeah. Well, you had fun flicking a booger around in other people's.
It wasn't a booger.
I swear it wasn't a booger. How many times this has happened? Like a toothpick-ish kind of thing. But
what?
Oh yeah, and then I got pissed, right? So what happened after is I went to Timothy's desk and I just swatted his water bottle.
Yeah, and onto the ground. My poor red metal water bottle just clanging on the ground.
So I'd like to apologize to your water bottle. And
you broke my water bottle.
Did I?
No, you didn't. You broke its you broke its heart. You broke its feelings, you know? It's hurt because of you.
Is it? What's his name? Do you even remember?
Johnny.
Johnny Cage? Did you name him after the famous Mortal Kombat? No, never mind. Yes, right, so we had a fight. It was very short, but yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I think that's
that's probably our only fight. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, it's. We should fight more.
Yeah, okay, let's go right now. You want to go? You want to go right now? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, let's go right now. Let's go. Let's go right now. Let's go right now. Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's go to Domino's. Dude. Yeah. I'm down. Oh, I haven't had pizza in forever.
Dude, pizza. Damn. I've had pizza almost every day these days. I gotta fix my diet, dude. It sucks, man.
Actually, do you want to just quickly give our audience a little brief update on where you are? I mean, we mentioned it briefly, like in the special, in the return special. But do you want to just talk about where you are now? What's going on in your life?
Or how about let's just start with from the beginning, kind of. So Timothy and I, for example, Timothy, he's more of a comic nerd, and yes. I'm more of a film buff. And I think since our last podcast, we were, at least for me, I was in Hong Kong. And then right now, guess where I am?
I was going to make a joke, but then I freezed up. I froze up.
No, you're good.
I can't think of a country to say. But yeah,
it's the one with a lot of maple syrup. But yeah, it's Vancouver.
Antarctica.
Right now.
Damn.
Dude.
I love
it. It is pretty cold though, right? That's so cool. I'm studying psych in Antarctica. No, dude,
got him. He's in Antarctica. He's in Antarctica, guys. Got him, ladies and gentlemen. We got him,
ladies and gentlemen. But yeah. So I'm majoring psych in Vancouver. And that's really fun so far. I'm enjoying everything. Yeah, I'm going to a boxing gym. It's been really fun. It's great, honestly. Loving the weather.
Yeah.
It's cold. Cold enough to.
Enough to show my bones. It feels like we're getting copyrighted.
We will be if we continue the song anyway. So, Tim.
I don't care. Anyways.
All right, Joe, cut that out.
Yeah. I guess for
Joe was our editor. Yeah.
Joe's our editor. Yeah. I mean, nothing really special happened. I mean, I've just been doing uni. This guy here started uni this year. I'm finishing up uni this year, so you know.
Weird flex, but okay.
I guess I also started. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also started playing D&D, Dungeons and Dragons. So that's pretty fun. I'm DMing for my friends.
Yeah.
It's been really good. Maybe if there is some interest, we can do an episode. We can do like a one shot D&D episode.
Yeah.
On Tangent Titans.
I don't know how that would work.
I don't know how that will work out, but it could happen.
Well, yeah.
But no, I'm really enjoying playing D&D with my friends. It's a lot
of improv. You're usually the dungeon master.
I am the dungeon master. Dungeon keeper? Yeah. I'm homebrewing my own campaign. For those who understand what that is, if you don't understand what that means, it just means that I'm making my own world instead of using like a existing campaign or like an existing like story. I'm just making my own story for my friends.
Yeah, he's Timothy is more of the creative genius over here, while I'm the more of the comedic genius over here. So, separate roles.
I don't know about that, but I wouldn't call you a genius. That's sort of that.
Oh, more like a what? Comic? No.
Comic? You want to be the comic
tangent
genius?
Mogul? I am not the comic genius. I'm trying to throw out big words. Me. Okay, let me be. Okay, but yeah. Okay. What else is new with us? We both
got letterboxed.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but yeah, we both got that. Oh my god, we have such different ways to rate movies.
It's, Marcus is a lot harsher. He has a lot of. He has a lot more.
Movies
on the one star, two stars. Yeah, more critical. I just like enjoying movies. I just enjoy watching movies. It's good enough. It's three stars. Yeah,
now I sound like the movies Grinch. Like, come on, man. Like, I do enjoy movies too. Enjoy movies. I just enjoy good movies.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No. Like, I like a lot of movies, like different genres.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mostly just watch like action movies. That's why. Animated movies.
Yeah, you're into more animated and sci-fi. Well, whereas for me, I'm more into like comedy and then action and sci-fi, but not animated. Not really.
Yeah. I also like fiction. Oh, no, not fiction. Fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Watch
a lot of fantasy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's my genre.
Yeah. We have our strengths. But wait, how do we get here from our beef? We're not even vegan.
I don't know. Did you say vegan? What? Okay.
Vegan.
Yeah. Yeah, Marcus is vegan, guys. Anyways.
Next I am not a vegan.
We are not. Just straight up throwing you under the bus.
We do not tolerate vegans here.
Hey. Whoa. We tolerate everyone.
That's, except I'm sorry for what Joe said. Oh. Dude.
I'm kidding.
We're simultaneously just beefing with vegans. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Anyway, right. Anyways. So,
okay, another story we can talk about. I think this is something that we mentioned. I feel like we've mentioned this story on the podcast before, but it's just a fun story about me.
So you want to do the honors?
Yeah. So it was about a time. Okay. Also, back in high school, like in back in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
When a girl tried to hit on me, but I was too busy being a nerd and reading a book.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
Yeah.
Oh,
so what happened was, this was back in form two. I was like, you know, just sitting by myself on my desk reading a book. You know, I think I was reading like A Sword of Storms, like a game of it's a Song of Ice and Fire. I was ballsy enough to read a Game of Thrones in school. If you know,
in
you know.
Christian school too.
But yeah.
Yeah,
if you know, you know. But anyways, I was just reading this book, and then this girl who wasn't in our class, she's in another class, but she has friends in our class, so she's like hanging out with her friends. She came over, sat next to me, and she started like asking me questions. I'm like, hey, yeah, I think I've seen you around. I think you always read books. Yeah. What book are you reading? Blah blah blah. Trying to like start a conversation, you know? I don't know what her intentions were. Maybe she was just trying to be friendly. Maybe there were some other motives. But anyways, I was completely uninterested because I was too busy reading my book.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, yeah.
Yeah, books before girls. That's one of my key morals.
Exactly.
To me as.
Yeah.
Joe, play the Sigma male music. Oh, man.
Yeah, but
we should probably title this podcast as Timmy.
What defines a Sigma male?
Honestly, yeah, even the definition is very blurry.
Yeah, exactly. All I know is like the meme. I was like, oh, Sigma male. But I actually have no idea what it means. Thing.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I'm just too much of a boomer at this point. Like, dude, so there's so many like new jargons in the world now that I can't keep up. This TikTok is
What are some jargons that we're familiar with?
Dude, I learned something called mewing the other day. Have you ever
heard
of
this? That thing. It's like a
I didn't get it. I just don't get it. Someone did it to me and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm mewing. I'm like, what the heck is mewing? Like Mew, like the Pokemon Mew? The mythical Pokemon Mew from
Pokemon,
the Kanto region? Mew. Yeah, Mew. The Pokemon.
Oh, Mewtwo,
the
mythical right? Pokemon is Mew. Mew 3 or Mewtwo?
So, okay, there is Mewtwo, which is created from the genetics of Mew.
So does Mew? I don't know the pronouns of the Pokemon, but does the Mew guy, does this guy Mew?
What you're asking is, does Mew Mew?
Yeah. No. Whether Mew Mews. He doesn't Mew.
I don't think so. Oh. I don't think mewing was invented when Mew was around.
Mew? my mind is just getting derailed at this point. But
that's fine.
Yeah, that's I feel bad for the girl, I'm not gonna lie. Like, imagine, imagine just going out to approach a guy that she that you like and just
hate him. Okay, we don't know if she liked me. We don't know what agenda she had.
Well,
you never know.
I feel like you could assume that she was into you, but
you never know about that.
Well,
maybe she was just being friendly, and I just immediately just turned her down. Whatever her agenda was, I turned her down, and we never spoke again.
Oh yeah, wait. Do I know the girl? No, I wasn't there.
You weren't in our school, but I'll talk. I'll tell you after the pod.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of girls.
Ooh. Yes. Oh boy. I know what story you're gonna talk about.
So, right. Once upon a time, again, back in high school, I was super into rooftoping, which rooftoping is an activity where, like, taking photos on rooftops or just kind of exploring the city, kind of. It sounds edgy, but it wasn't. Well,
it's actually very cool. Like the view you get on a rooftop is crazy.
Yeah, it's great, especially in Hong Kong. Like, in Hong Kong, you know, like, the skyscrapers, like, it's crazy. Like right now, it's I'm in Vancouver. Good. And the tallest skyscraper here is 3 stories high? Well, not really, but...
Damn. Well, that's very short.
I'm not trying to diss Vancouver. Hold up. I like the city. Is Vancouver a city? Wait. So...
That's true.
Thongs. No, anyways, wait. Why did thong come up? Rooftop.
Rooftop.
Yeah. So...
Yes. Okay.
I'm not too
sure. So basically, we had an excursion that day, right? But it ended a bit earlier. So a couple of friends and us, we were like, we don't know what to do. And Marcus was like, oh, let's just go rooftoping. We're like, okay, bet. So we all went up to a rooftop. It was sick. And one by one, people started like having to leave until it was just Marcus and I. And then this guy, who like he was dating this girl. What should we call her? Let's call her Daisy.
Let's call her Daisy
at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... this guy who was dating Daisy at this time, and Daisy lived nearby, I'm pretty sure. So he was like, oh, I'm just going to call up Daisy so we can check out the rooftop together. And she showed up, and it was the three of us. I was third wheeling them. And then they just started making out, and I'm like, okay, cool. Okay. I'm just standing there doing nothing while those two just straight up going at it.
Maybe I was examining her, you know, her teeth or, you know, like, I'm...
With your mouth?
Well,
examining her teeth with your mouth?
It's actually a brand new technology called mewing, you know?
Oh, bro. I hate this.
But yeah, so I began making out with the girl.
Yeah.
And long story short, Timothy, he was so uncomfortable, apparently, that he had to ditch us. And it's not the balls to tell us. Well, I was pretty preoccupied. No. But
I had the balls. I just pretended that I got a call from my father. And I was oh, sorry, guys, I have to go home now. And I just straight up just hit it out. I just dipped.
Dude, thinking back, I don't think I even, like, noticed or realized that. Like, I thought you were gone for, like, maybe, like, 10 minutes. I was like, oh, maybe it's a long call. Maybe, like, you and your dad were, like, arguing. So I didn't want to, you know, bother you. But then 10 minutes went to 15 minutes. 15 minutes became 30 minutes. And I was like, hey, where did he go? Where did his bag go? That's a little bit... Oh, wait.
Wow, so you didn't even know that I left. Wow.
Dude, I was busy examining her front tooth, okay?
Wow. But, okay, I see how it is. Maybe that burger was justified.
Dude, wow. Dude. Okay, now we've got beef. All right. I see how it is, Timothy.
Look, you made me third wheel you. I chucked burgers in your noodles. Which didn't happen, by the way. That's not true.
Yeah, I guess we're fair. I guess that makes it even. Booger in my noodles.
I swear it wasn't a booger. It was probably like some like eraser dust or something like that.
That's even worse, dude. You could have poisoned me.
Dude, those are fine. I've eaten those things before.
Eraser dust.
Yes.
Maybe
when I was in kindergarten.
So you're vertically challenged. What? I see how it is. Yeah, I think that's the reason why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, to be fair, next time when we hang out, if you want to make me jealous, maybe I could third wheel you, you know?
I'm not getting a girlfriend, bro. That's just,
yeah,
we're just going to be single Pringles for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, we're discard mods at this point. Oh, man.
Yeah. No, we're Tangent Titans.
That's what we are. A new level of Discord mods, dude. But to be fair, guys.
Yeah.
But to be fair, guys, like, Timothy, he has been working out, and it's pretty impressive. Like, his growth. Like, I can see his biceps. Like, it's pretty impressive. I have to give you props on that.
Dude, okay. When I came to Australia in 2019, I was, like, 49 kgs. I was a stick. And now I'm like 60 something. I'm a 62. I was a 63. Stick.
Damn. That's impressive. Yeah.
I know. Wow. I mean, it took me like 4 years, but
dude,
5 years.
Progress is progress.
Five? I don't know.
Progress I know, progress. Exactly. I'm proud of you, bro. Yeah. Damn, yeah.
I went from being underweight to like I'm finally in a good weight for my height, which is good.
I think you've grown a few inches, but I can't be sure. Maybe shrank a little.
I think I have. But I think I've grown a bit as well.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
But speaking of growing, back in high school, that's a great segue, Marcus. But
I don't know where you're going with this segue, but go for it.
So back in high school, Timothy and I, we were in a few friend groups, and we were playing a lot of Truth or Dare. On a rooftop.
Oh my goodness.
We did that. And one of them, so for those games, I really enjoyed making those lists of truth or dares. Yeah. And one of the dares was calling Starbucks for directions to the nearest KFC or Wendy's.
Or I think it was Macca's. It was a McDonald's.
Macca's? McDonald's. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we did that. We did it. It was...
Yeah, you did it. Was it you?
I think I watched one of us did it.
It might have just been one of our friends. Yeah, yeah.
One of our friends, yeah. But then
absolute menaces that we are.
It was. I feel bad for the workers. Like, damn, they were working, what, minimum pay? And just, we were just two just douchebags. Just, hey, can I... Hey, what's the instructions? Where are directions? How do I go to the nearest KFC?
Where's the nearest KFC? Hi, excuse me. Oh, where's the nearest KFC? Yeah, we were... Okay, to be fair, we're also, like, form free. We were kids. We were stupid. We were low, stupid, immature kids. Well, Marcus is, but...
Well, okay, to be fair, I looked like I was 20, okay? For the entire run
Yeah,
of
that's
my,
true. You look the oldest out of our friend group.
I look... Yeah, if I didn't shave, I would look so suspicious around you guys.
Hobo.
Like, it was so weird. It was... Because I'm tall.
Yes. Right? Yeah, definitely just because of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Definitely, yeah. Nothing else.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was...
No, that was a funny story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, guys, if you want to spice up your truth or dare or spend the bottles, feel free to take this, to try this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, calling a chain restaurant for directions of another chain restaurant.
To another chain restaurant, yeah.
Yeah. What are some other truth or dares that we've done?
Twerking for guys.
Oh, yeah. Telling the guys to twerk. Was it me who did it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, I gotta say, I'm kind of shy in front of friends, like especially when it comes to dancing. Mm-hmm. And Timothy just went all out on the twerking part, man. He put his heart and soul on twerking.
Which apparently, it wasn't that good anyways. Because I
he was
no
good
cake.
At it, though.
I was not.
You do now, but back then, yeah.
Whoa, and... you checking me out, bro? Hey, yo, that's kind of sus, bro. It's kind of weird.
Up, bro. But when you twerked, you had to twerk on me, which was the weirdest part. Like, my lap hurt because
Ike's got such a bony ass, yeah.
Yeah. Your nickname was Bony Ass back in high school. Literally Bony Ass.
Yeah. I guess also another one that we did was just yelling out Hakuna Matata. On the roof.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful
Hot take.
Phrase.
Lion King wasn't that great.
Okay, that's it. This is the end of the episode, guys. Thank you for listening. Make sure to share,
okay,
follow,
we're
going to
argue
subscribe.
This in the next episode. Okay, to be fair, it's not...
Dude.
It's not like...
Have you watched Lion King?
Man. I have. When I was in preschool.
Exactly. You don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, so how can you say it's a bad movie if you don't remember anything about it? Okay, look. The songs in Lion King, phenomenal.
Okay.
They are amazing. Circle of Life, it's great. Can't wait to be king. I don't remember is that the exact title, but that song is amazing. The Scar song was great. Hakuna Matata, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Just bangers after bangers, bro. Because he suck. And then, okay, the character development, so good. The characters, okay. Dude, Simba's story arc, goated.
But,
okay, Scar as okay, a villain, amazing.
I'm not saying that Lion King Jeremy is Irons. Bad. I'm just saying it's overrated, okay? There's way more complex movies that deserves our praise and appreciation. Like, yeah, it is a simple like animated what? Movie, but like, I can't think of an example. Oh, yeah, exactly. The Boys.
No.
Okay, fine.
Lion King's better than The Boys.
Oh, wow. You want to go there, bro? You want to go
there? I said what I said.
Okay, to be fair, movies versus TV shows are a bit unfair because TV shows have more length and run time to explain
character
arcs. Anyway, let's go back to our stories. And back in Hong Kong, didn't we go to Chen Chao?
Yes. And so Chen Chao is an island. Is an island. Yep.
Yeah. It's an island. And we, for an NCS field day, NCS standing for non-Chinese students. Students?
Yeah, non-Chinese speaking students.
Yeah, that's us. Which was actually kind of weird because we sucked at Chinese. Well, I was okay at it.
You were a fake NCS, bro.
Dude, we were all kind of fake NCSs, okay? Like,
okay, me? Dude.
Okay, dude, we're not like...
You know how bad my Chinese is.
Oh, yeah?
I'm
kidding. But like...
I've gotten negative marks for like dictations in Chinese.
You have?
Yes, I have.
I need the receipts, okay, man. Basically, I need the receipts for the podcast and for me.
I can find them. It's in Hong Kong. I have my dictation book in Hong Kong. Basically... Okay, this is just a quick side story. It's fine.
Yeah,
basically, in Hong Kong, for Chinese, you have to memorize like an ancient poem. And you got to like memorize it and then write it out.
Yeah.
Right? I could memorize it. But the problem with it was like, I don't know how to write the characters.
Mm.
So the problem with my Chinese is I can speak it and I can listen to it pretty well. Because like I grew up in Hong Kong. Like I have to. Like, know how to speak and listen to Chinese. But my writing and reading skills are really, really bad. So what happens with the Chinese dictations was I can memorize them. It still takes me a long time to memorize them. But by the time I finish memorizing them, I don't have time to memorize the characters. So I end up just not knowing how to write the thing, even though I know how to say it. And so with Chinese dictation, every word that you get incorrect... you lose 5 marks. So you start with 100 and you lose 5 marks.
It's brutal.
Yeah. And what happens was I got so many words wrong.
Okay, I'll take it back. Still.
So I am a true NCS. But you...
Okay, well... Okay, fine. Sue me for speaking a little bit like Little Kanto. Like, okay, don't sue me.
Okay,
don't sue me. I don't think our podcast can handle the legal charge. We were in mock trial too, so we know how to do that.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was a better lawyer, but yeah.
I was a better witness once.
Okay, that's true.
A witness once.
I've never done I've never done witnessing, actually. I've always just been...
I mean, you said it, not me. Yeah, I mean, dude, you look great in the suit, bro. You look like you're a killer in the suit. Like,
okay.
You did.
That's because I was just too slim back then. So, like, the suit just sort of, like, wrapped around me. Like a cocoon.
No, it was a pretty tight fit, I'd say. Like... Yeah, sure, you weren't built, but I'd say you look great as a lawyer. I gotta stop sucking up to Timothy.
Anyways. I think we can move on.
Yeah, we can. Right, so back in Chen Chao on a field day, for a field trip, we were just frolicking around the beach, just playing sand. We were doing sandcastles and doing photo shoots. And as we were playing around in the water, Timothy here, he... kind of lost his ability
okay.
to see.
There's more to it. We were all sitting in a line with our back against the waves, right?
Oh, yeah.
So every time the waves, like come over us. They go over our head and we're like, whoa, waves, water, blah, 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 right? And so the last time that we were like, okay, here's a big wave incoming, blah, blah, blah. We all got submerged. And by the time I got back up out of the water, I'm like, whoa, why is everything so blurry? And I realized my glasses were missing.
Yeah.
They've been dragged out by the water.
Yeah, I still remember that day. That was...
Yeah. Yep. And I was blind for the rest of the day.
I remember it as clear as day.
Well, I can't, because it was blurry as heck.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about getting contact lenses?
Yeah, I always... The fact that you had to, like, open up your eyes and then, like, put your eye into...
It's terrifying.
Like, put your finger into your eye like that. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. I'm good. I'm fine with wearing glasses. I don't mind wearing glasses.
I might get LASIK later on.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, because, like, I like... One of my hobbies, I box, you know, kind of do some boxing, like, for workout purposes. And I remember my trainer told me that if you want to spar, you have to put down your glasses. And without glasses, I'm practically blind, like Matt Murdock.
Yeah. Anyways.
Why did I... Wait, how did I come here?
I don't know.
Right, yeah. So you lost your ability to see and
And like I needed a friend to like guide me to like my the glass people.
Oh yeah, the entire NCS group, we had glasses.
Do you know why I have glasses? Have I told you the story?
Because you're nearsighted.
No, so basically, I ruined my eyesight by reading books in the dark.
Oh, dude, same. Actually, dude, same. Like, okay, you go first. How did that happen?
No, I just kept on reading books in the car. I kept reading books in the dark. I kept reading books in the car in the dark. And eventually, I just destroyed my eyesight like that.
For me, I always read before I slept back then, and it was always dark. I turned off the lights, and I just used my flashlight, and I just read. What Jack and Annie's The Magic Tree House?
Magic Tree House, yep. Classic.
That series. That's a bomb series. Absolute That's a really good classic. One. It's.
We're both just nerds.
Oh, dude, yeah.
If there's one takeaway from this episode, we're both just nerds. There you go.
Oh, yeah, we're massive nerds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going on tangents.
That's true. Well, I think we have like time for like one more story. You want to talk about the story?
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you take this one.
Discombobulated. Okay.
This is a pretty funny story.
All right. So, legend has it, once upon a time, that's the only vocabulary I have for this. Anyway, so back in high school, Timothy and I, we were in the NCS, and then there was like this field trip to go to Hong Kong U.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And it was an inter-school activity, and there were people from different schools, like three schools in total.
I don't remember. And... But there were other NCS kids there.
Yeah, and back then I was 16 or 17. I was very impressionable. I also liked to be, you know, I also wanted to seem cool and wanted to make a splash for myself, metaphorically. And... At the end of the day, literally on that day, at the end of the day, we had to take a photo together, and there was a koi pond.
Yeah, so we took a photo in front of like it was like a big like it was like a decoration thing with like Hong Kong U and like a koi pond, stuff like that. And we're like, and the people in charge were like, okay, let's just take a photo here to commemorate this time.
Oh my god!
And so
I still remember that day, man. And then, so I wanted to be. Cool, and I stepped on the railings that separated the crowd and the koi pond with fishes in it.
Yep.
Thank God there were not sharks or
piranhas,
man-eating fishes, piranhas. Yes, thank you. I was standing on the edge, on the fence or whatever, and I almost fell.
Yep. Who would have thought? Who would have guessed?
Yeah, it's. Also, like back then, I was like 6'2", and the fence with the thing was barely 2 feet tall.
Yeah, and it was slippery as well. It was wet.
Yeah, it was very slippery. Yeah, it was very wet, very moist. And I think I remember Timothy had to. I had to hold on to Timothy, otherwise I would have fallen into the koi pond, like Michael Scott. Like,
yeah, See, if I wasn't there, you would have just been wet. You would have just fallen in.
I would have been soaked. Like, I would have been eaten by the koi's. Koi.
Yeah.
Koi.
Koi.
Koi. Oi,
oi. Oi.
But yeah, I almost died.
Boy.
Of embarrassment. Like, dude, that was... Imagine that happened. No, imagine that happened. No.
You still died of embarrassment. Everyone saw you almost falling.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
You would just died even more by embarrassment.
If you fell, did. It was a koi pond in Hong Kong, you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
I'm pretty sure there was probably, like, signs that said, like, please do not step on the railing as well. Music.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure there was. I just did it. I just...
Because you tried to be cool.
Yeah, it's going to take us some time to...
Yeah. We're getting the hang of things. It's okay.
It's okay. It's been a long time.
But nah, that was our little stories that we have to share with you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this little slice of life. Of us, so you can get to know us a little bit better.
Well, okay, to be fair, one of the reasons why we kind of seem so, like, so tangent-y today is because this podcast, like, this episode was completely unscripted. We had, like, no...
I mean, most of our things are unscripted anyways. We get, like, a few dot points, but then usually this is a very unscripted podcast. That's why we go on so many tangents. Okay, even with scripts, we go on tangents, yeah, actually. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a script or not.
Oh, man.
But yeah. Next episodes will probably be more about, like, pop culture and stuff. So this won't be a regular appearance about just talking about us. Because obviously, who wants to listen to us talk about us, right? Like, who?
Yeah, I know.
Who would do this? Yeah. But yeah.
Man.
Next time we'll be talking more about some other stuff. More about pop culture and more about movie stuff. But for now, I guess this is it. Goodbye.